everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss how the Big Apple kind of needs a big worm, the scalpers screaming and snatching at the Pokemon Target collaboration launch, what I saw while rocking out at the Hayley Williams concert, and Cher's scathing review of Diane Warren. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Well, hello there, gentlewoman.
Am I gentle? I don't know. Do you have cuteness aggression? Like when you're like,
ah! I do bad.
So like, I'm not gentle in that way.
I can't be trusted with a kitten. Like
so she teases the animal, and so it begins.
You know, if I see a little cute dog, a little cute kitten, like little, I want to squeeze it till it yelps a little bit. I don't.
No! Oh, you I want don't. To.
I don't, but I want to.
That's my crazy. That's crazy to say out loud.
We all have the thought sometimes.
I don't have a thought ever, and I've never have, and I never will. I'm thoughtless I think not.
It's if we keep the thought in check. And so am I squeezing the kitten till it goes, no.
Okay.
Do I wanna? Yes.
Okay. And that's on self-control.
Hey.
Hi.
Okay, well, since we're talking about animals, I guess I'll just get right into it.
Okay.
So there I was walking through New York where I live. If you weren't.
The Big Apple. Oh my God, you know what the Big Apple means? A big worm.
No.
Yes, a worm in the apple? Come on. The Big Apple needs to lean into the Big Appleness of the Big Apple. What is Mom Donnie's plan to get a big worm in the Big Apple?
I think a worm in an apple is a little cliche. Like, with things I've never experienced. A worm in an apple.
If I ever did, it would be over for apples. I'm not going to lie to you. It would be so traumatizing that, like, yeah, no, it's a cliche that I think we were prepared for it. They overexposed us to the concept as a young person, and now it's just not a reality that we're living with, much like quicksand. When do you ever experience quicksand? And it's like, okay, well, you know, they really told us we were going to be experiencing quicksand a lot.
I know a few people who I wish would experience quicksand. But what I was saying, plus, you know, like these days, nowadays, if you're buying an apple at the store, you got to bring it home. First of all, I hope you're inspecting it at the store for like holes and defects and stuff. But, like, you got to come home. You know there's a wax on that. You got to peel off the sticker. You got to wash it. You got to look for holes. Okay. A worm's not getting in your apple if your apple don't have a hole. Period.
Okay, yeah. I was trying to pick an onion the other day at the grocery store, and a lot of soft spots on the onion, and I'm thinking, is that okay?
I think that's okay for an onion. I would avoid a soft spot on an apple, but
right. Well,
I'm looking for a mushy, gushy, mealy apple. No, ma'am, no, Pam.
An onion is kind of sisters to an apple in my head.
Did you ever go to like a Halloween carnival where they like did caramel onions instead of apples to really get you as a trick, as a Halloween trick?
No, they didn't do that. But I do think you should do one onion so that one, and you say one of these is going to have one, so be careful.
Yeah, it's like when you're playing Rage Cage, the drinking game. Are you familiar?
I am not.
Yes, you've played it. There's all the cups in the middle. Well, it's fun to do a surprise fireball cup instead of a beer.
Rage Cage.
Rage Cage. All the cups are in the middle, and you're chasing each other's cups around the table, and you're trying to stack.
Rage Cage I am at the bars of my enclosure, banging the bars.
You have a little metal cup, and you're dragging it back. And forth.
That's my rage cage. Or you're locked and caged and you take a boner pill and you're banging at the cage, locked. No.
Are you talking about a penis cage?
Yes, in the penis itself is feeling the rage because of the boner pill. I'm imagining what a rage cage could be, you know.
Yeah.
Expand your mind.
No, I usually will yes and, but I think I'm ready to move on from the
All right.
Cage.
And you were talking about the Big Apple, and then I got us on the Big Worm.
So there I was in the Big Wormless Apple. Walking down the street. I was playing Pokemon Go. You know how they do. I got stuck at a light. New York infamous.
Hey, pause. Corey, congratulations. You did it. He got his 999 excellent throws. He got his,
thank you.
I don't know, 50 platinum 80. Medals. 80 platinum medals.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I've had medals up the wazoo for years.
Okay. What are the requirements for level 80? Because Corey just accomplished it. Was there anything that was holding you back? Just the excellent throws.
Level 80 Pokemon Go. The threshold was something to do with medals. I had plenty of medals. It was like 80 raids, 80 battle PvP wins.
That's going to hold me back. I'm on 79 right now. And I'm like, how do you know what's a PvP? I need to ask you, will you send me like your go-to lineups for each cup?
Yeah, I will. Because actually, you should know the battles was the first one I completed.
Of course.
The PvP. I love a PvP.
I don't really do the PvP. And you know what? I read that it's the best way to get Sinnoh Stones, and I'm just not finding that to be true.
Well, then you can do a PvP versus a person in real life and just quit, have them quit.
Oh, that seems like cheating, but okay.
Well, you didn't hear it from me. Anyways, yes, level 80, thank you. I was really in the trenches trying to make sure I beat you there and another friend of mine who plays the game, because I got really stuck on having to walk 400 kilometers in the winter here in New York, and so you guys had both progressed ahead of me.
Yeah, a lot of the walking challenges, Crouton really gets that thrived. Done for me. Yes.
You put your phone on his collar and send him out.
Yes. And I do a little dangly carrot in front of him.
Does he like carrots?
No. Well, you know, what's his carrot? I guess like a...
You tell me, you're his father.
A donut. He would love a donut, I'm sure. He's never gotten a donut. He'll never get a donut.
I was like, is that illegal?
A steak. What does a dog want? Steak.
A bone.
Bone.
So there I was.
Yeah.
Also, you can't just yell pause. It's very triggering for me thinking you're not recording the episode.
I am. I just looked. Don't worry.
Because that's also what you yell when you forget to hit record and we're 5 minutes in.
Okay, so continue. Push play. So
there I was crossing the street in New York. And what do I see? A mouse riding, you're never going to believe it. I see a mouse riding on a city bike that someone else is riding.
Oh.
So the mouse leaps from the city bike as it's like crossing the street and like lands in the street and then does unfortunately get hit by a car. I don't know. I don't know why I'm laughing. But the mouse was looking very, it was giving Stuart Little levels of like animation. Like this looked like an animatronic CGI mouse leaping from the city bike into the street just to then get not what he wanted. Not what he was hoping for when he bailed. But I thought, damn, this girl then was crossing the street towards us and she screamed when she saw it. And I was like, honey, you didn't even see it get hit by the car. You're just looking at a dead mouse in the road.
Many such cases. No need to scream. Yeah.
She gave a real like loud scream, like in Danger Girl. Molly, you in Danger Girl. Well, so that was it. So I saw a mouse die this week.
Jesus Christ.
Was there a Faith Hill song in the Stuart Little soundtrack?
My initial thought was, where are you, Christmas?
Yeah, that's, I always think that too. Stuart Little?
That's Faith Hill in the Grinch soundtrack. There was a Stuart Little song.
What was the, wasn't there?
No, I think.
Google says Faith Hill was not in the Stuart Little movie.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I don't really know much about the Stuart Little movie.
Oh, my mom thought he was just the cutest. She had cute aggression when she saw Stuart Little.
Stuart Little.
Oh, no.
Why
now? Here I am on the Stuart Little IMDb, and let me tell you why you haven't seen it.
Okay.
Well, first of all, you're not your arch nemesis.
No, I actually did know this.
Your arch nemesis starring as Mrs. Little, Stuart Little's mom.
Who?
Gina Davis.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
let me just tell you, by the way, you know, I make the daily mini crossword. Maybe you don't. I make the daily mini crossword for Queerty. Gina from Gina Davis is a great word to put in your little 5x5 minis.
Well, why don't you save it? Find something else. There's got to be other words.
Well, it's fun. I get to put her in. I think of you when I do it.
Okay.
Maybe next year for your birthday, I'll do an all Gina Davis themed mini crossword.
Oh, what was that crossword I sent you of? What is that woman's name? Oh, Diane Warren. Diane Warren. Okay, I actually have a couple things to talk about with Diane Warren. Okay, so you may know her. You may experience her as the most losing Oscar loser.
She's us at the Queerties.
Oh, okay. Yes. No, I'm saying I saw that she said, I think she posted a picture with Cher, or maybe she just posted that this was what Cher said about her. In fact, let me Google it because I don't want to misquote it. Cher, who? Diane Warren. Diane Warren, Cher. Okay, hold.
Should I vamp a bit while we're on pause?
Vamp a bit. I'm on a weird website. Hold on. Okay, here, quote. She posted a picture of her and Cher. Okay. First of all, I've never seen a more smudged picture in my life.
Blurry? Finger in the way?
Not like the fingers rested on the lens for 2 hours.
Oh, yes, I found it. It's giving Vaseline on the lens.
Yes. It's giving season one Drag Race. It's giving, who's that? Newt Gingrich? His wife.
I was about to say the Geico lizard.
No. You know how his wife is always posting like edited pictures of herself and him, but she photoshops the hell out of herself, but not him. She's softer than anything you can imagine. I'd like to imagine that's her, what she really is like. Anyway, Diane Warren posted a picture of her and Cher. It's very soft, very smudgy. And the caption is, quote, "You're annoying, but you write great songs," end quote. Haha, thanks at Cher. You couldn't waterboard that out of me if I were posting a picture of me and a celebrity and the celebrity says, "You're annoying as hell." That is what you say somebody has said, Cher has said about you? Cher called me annoying.
Yeah, listen, in 2011, this would be Diane Lane's Instagram bio, Twitter bio.
Diane Lane?
Diane Warren, whatever her name is.
Who's Diane Lane?
Well, she's an actress.
Diane Keaton?
Of a certain age.
You're thinking Nathan Lane. You're thinking Diane Keaton.
Babe, Diane Lane. She's an actress.
I'm sure, aren't we all? The world's a stage.
She's Under the Tuscan Sun.
I didn't catch it. Wow. Anyway, Diane Warren.
Hates Italy.
No. Diane Warren, annoying but writes great songs.
Good to know. Good to know. And
I feel like I had another. Oh, she made her own crossword. This is why we got to Diane Warren.
Do you think she made her own crossword, or do you think someone? Diane Warren has to be a popular name.
What do you mean?
It ain't no Corey Cool. There ain't one of a kind. You go to Diane Warren in the phone book.
Yes, she made. You're questioning if it was the real Diane Warren making this Diane Warren themed crossword.
Yes. Was the whole thing themed or just had one clue about Diane Warren? If my name was Diane Warren and I was not that Diane Warren, oh, you better believe I would be drawing attention to it. I'd be making crosswords about it.
I think it was.
I'd be pretending I needed a special table at a restaurante.
No, it was like Diane Warren was the guest editor of the crossword for the day. Like they have a guest editor every day. I could be the guest editor and I could.
Not a query, you couldn't.
And it could be, and the clue could be about me. Anyway, she planted of the like 10 clues in the 3x3 crossword or whatever. One of the clues is her own name.
Listen, sometimes you have to.
I don't think she did all the other clues and all she could fit in the final blocks was her own name.
No, you have to pick a place.
She started with her own name and worked around it. Yes.
That's what you do. That's how you make a crossword. You got to start somewhere. Sometimes you're like, oh, it's 420. Let me make a weed themed mini crossword.
Do you ever try to make like designs in where the blocks go? So like it looks.
I do a 5x5. I do a 5x5. There's only so many spots you can put those black squares.
Okay. So okay. Thank you.
But yes, I do try to keep it symmetrical, but that's usually like kitty corner or like all four corners blocked out, you know.
Okay.
Busy.
Cool. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Quince. Summer always changes how I get dressed. I want pieces that feel lighter, maybe more breathable, things that are easy but still feel put together. That is why I keep coming back to Quince. They focus on high-quality essentials that feel and look amazing. Think breathable linen and soft organic cotton. Well-made basics, but without the luxury markup. It's that rare balance where everything feels elevated, but still effortless. Quince European linen pants and shirts are the perfect warm weather upgrade to add to your rotation, starting at just $34. Their tees are soft and easy to wear, and their lightweight cotton sweaters are perfect for cooler summer nights. Everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middlemen, so you're paying for quality, not brand markup. Quince goes way beyond clothing. And if you're looking for upholstered sofas, ceramic cookware, premium bedding, it's the kind of brand you end up recommending to everyone for everything. I personally am loving their linen pants right now because, listen, I am still trying to look a little bit put together and cute, but I don't want to sweat in the summer. Like, I feel like when you get dressed up and you want to go to an event, sometimes, like, it's, like, really just, oh, my God, I'm like, oh, I can't breathe. So finding breathable, lightweight stuff to still feel cute in is not that easy, but with Quince, it's easy. So if you're looking for stuff where you will feel cute but still put together, you can elevate your summer wardrobe by going to quince.com/babble. Free shipping on your order, 365-day returns, now available in Canada too. That's Quince, Quince. .com/babble for free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/babble. Thank you so much to Quince for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. What else is going on in your life?
Well, there I was. Is this a safe space?
A little bit today, a little safe.
I didn't talk about this. This was a bullet point from a couple weeks ago. So Pokemon did a merch drop with a store that we're not shopping at. Are you familiar?
Target.
Correct.
I mean, you're gonna have to narrow it down. They're syncing up and linking up with everyone, and everyone is off limits these days. So.
The boycott list is long.
There is. So, may I just remind you all, there is no ethical consumption in capitalism, and that you will not get it right 100% of the time. And there are stores that are worse than others on different things. And what you may find to be the threshold might not be the same as what somebody else finds to be the threshold. But if we are all being mindful about how we are spending and trying to educate ourselves and each other, I think that is the best route to be. You cannot be a purist. You will go without having anything. And you know what? There are things you sometimes have to buy. With all that said, go on.
With all that said, the Pokemon Target merch drop collaboration was on a Saturday, and stores opened at 7. And I'm an early riser. Even on the weekends, I'm usually naturally awake by 6 or 6:30. Even if I stay up late, my body's like, get up, it's time to get up. I live within walking distance to a couple Targets because New York is large. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to mosey on over and just see what they have. I'm like, nobody's going to go at 7 in the morning. That would be... That's crazy talk. So I walk to my local Target. It's got a couple different entrances. I'm standing at the front by myself. I'm like, oh, dang, I really am the only one coming here. I get in. I find out there was like a second entrance. There's a long ass line of people. And I'm like, oh, my God, what? This is giving Black Friday sale. I don't want to be at. But I'm here.
Was it like people buying as much as they could to resell?
Yes. And here's what I will say. It was very obvious which of the people in line there were scalpers and which people in line were there already wearing Pokemon merch, standing in line, playing Pokemon Go on their phone, like waiting and being kind and nice. And then the people who were clearly there just to buy stuff to then resell it on eBay or wherever they're trying to resell it.
Hate it.
Truly, I hated it too. Especially considering I thought I was about to be the only one in this store and that there was a long ass line. So then they get ready to pull open the gates. They're all like, if any of you running, you're not coming in. If I see you running, I'm not going to let the cashier ring you up. And I'm like, good, get her, Jade. So they have everybody speed walking to the walking around the corner. They're like, it's back there by the video games and DVDs and books and shit. And then the people just start running. And I'm And I'm like, oh no, I don't want to be in this. I'm like, I just wanted to see what the starter jacket, Kanto region starter jacket looked like. I wanted to be able to try it on and see if it looked cute on me before I decided if I wanted to actually buy it. Didn't matter. There were only 6 of them in the store, and they were grabbed up by people running, not me.
No way. They didn't have enough of everything that needed to be had?
No, they had like 6 of everything, and then like that was like in store. They didn't even have all the stuff. I had looked online the night before to see all the stuff they had, and they had some of those like blind box water bottles that actually were kind of cute, where it's like you'll get one of these 6 people. It was like Psyduck and, I don't know, Eevee and Squirtle. But they were cute and they were only like $10. I was like, who doesn't need it? I mean, nobody needs another water bottle in this day and age. But I thought I could have another one. They didn't even have them at the store. So they had such a limited option. Everything was like ransacked, people pushing, people screaming. I was like, oh, no, I'm not
getting there with this. Was there really people screaming?
Yes. Well, I thought one of the employees there, well, they also had like security there, and this guy like cut the line and grabbed one of the starter jackets. Security starts yelling at him. He snatches it out of his hand. The guy snatches it back. Then he starts walking away like deeper into the store. And there's only one entrance exit to this. And so then they're all walking and he's like, I don't know where he thinks he's going. Nobody's going to let him buy that jacket. And I wanted to be like, well, Can I have the jacket when you pry it from his cold, dead hands? And where's the mirror? Because I want to try this on.
Okay. Did you get to try it on?
No. I don't know what happened to that man, but the starter jackets were gone in an instant.
Well, you know, little known fact, there are other checkout areas in the store. Like often the electronics section you can check out at various stores.
They had skeleton crew working this Target at 7 a.m. And I heard people yell and they were mad. They were like, should we go try the other one like further down, which was it was like one subway stop ride or like a 15-minute walk. I'm like, you think you're going to walk the 15 minutes the other one and there's not going to have had this been at that one too?
Mm. It will have been ransacked.
I was like, maybe I'll buy the cute. They had like a Eevee hat and like a Ditto hat. Wanted one of those. Didn't get it. Didn't see a water bottle. Didn't get the starter jacket. Merchless in Seattle.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. You know, my conscience slept well that night knowing that I didn't shop at Target.
Sure. Yes.
They have another drop coming. I think it's the first Saturday in June. I'm like, am I going to try that again? Am I going to be the runner?
You know, I will say when they do a merch collab with anybody, Pokemon, it is the usual suspects. I don't think I need Kanto stuff. I don't think I need, like, I don't need a Charizard thing. I don't need a Pikachu thing. And I don't need an Eevee thing. Expand your mind. You have like 700, I don't even know how many, 1,000 Pokemon now?
Truly. How many times are you going to slap Charmander on something?
I would find it, I bet you anything it sells less with kids if it's not Charmander, Charizard. But it's like, I would find it really charming to start seeing more random miscellaneous Pokemon on merch collabs. And part of why I've loved Pokopia so much, and Pokemon Go, to be honest, is spending time with Pokemon that are maybe Pokemon that I would never glance twice at when just, like, appreciating the full list. Like
did I max out Buddy Up and make my Shundo Unpheasant, all of that stuff? Yeah, I did.
Yes, and there's something special about that, but you're never going to get a pheasant merch collab at Target.
Pheasant.
What's its name?
Unpheasant.
Yes, well, I'm feeling a very unpheasant right now because of it. We are neglecting
our
IP.
Pheasants.
Yes, let the IP be extorted. Come on.
Tease an animal. Have you ever neglected a pheasant?
Please. Tease, please. Yeah, no, I would love to see a Trubbish garbage can.
I think they make that.
Okay, well, Pokemon Target, get on it. Like, it seems, it's like, it seems doable.
What did I see? Some sort of, who was that? Slowbro? Some sort of Slowbro, or maybe it was Poliwhirl, sponge holder for your kitchen.
Sure.
Would look great next to your Easy Squeeze Dawn dish soap.
Sure. Yes. Now you're getting it. Yeah.
Well,
I can't believe how much I feed and pet my Pokemon, and I still haven't reached 100 best buddies.
That's what's crazy to me is knowing that you have more best buddies than I do. How do they think anybody's gonna get 200 best buddies?
I don't know. 60. The process is giving me a headache. I switch my Pokemon, I pet them, I feed them, I battle them. I switch my Pokemon, I pet them, I feed them, I battle them.
Tamagotchi,
I switch my Pokemon, I pet them, I feed them.
Train you for this?
No, it's not. They need to really readjust all of this. And I know we've gone over this before, but they really need to readjust what gives you a little heart for your Pokemon. Maybe. There's a lot of things that could give you a heart if it's your buddy, and they should expand it.
Well, have you seen how they're doing like with some of the mega raids now? Like you can catch something and it's like already maxed out mega'd.
Ooh, yes. Well, the Gigantus.
They should do that for best buddy. Like maybe you raid it and you catch it and it's already halfway there.
There needs to be more perks for best buddy. If it is your best buddy, it should half the amount of distance for mega energy and for candy. If you're a best buddy with something, it should have a permanent CP upage. If you have a best buddy, it should give you +3 to the hit, the damage for, you know, the whatever. Like, there needs to be real perks for doing that much work.
Baby, they didn't even give me real perks for hitting level 80. This has been a 10-year excursion. I have now maxed out. That, listen, tell me why they're giving me 7 lucky eggs at level 80 when I don't need experience anymore.
Yeah, that's actually crazy. You would much prefer, they should give you +500 Pokemon storage.
They gave me 100. But it's like, give me 1,000,000 Stardust to like level something up.
Ooh.
Give me something good. They give me 5 super incubators. They give me 7 lucky eggs. They give me 50 pineapple berries as if I didn't just delete them immediately because they take up space in my bag.
Mm.
I would like to speak to the manager.
And there's got to be a way for us to give this constructive criticism because you're
like
right. You do not need lucky eggs. Is that what they're called? You do not need eggs for experience. No. That's
even
the whole point.
When they switched, what was the previous level maxed out at?
50.
Was it 40? 50?
50.
When they switched the level from 50 to 80, I already had enough experience to already cross the experience threshold to be level 80.
Yeah.
Why are you giving me any eggs?
Unless
they're Cadbury cream eggs, I don't want them.
Ooh. Okay.
Little deviled egg.
Okay, Miss Thing. They need to do an egg collaboration with an egg company. They need to do a Cadbury egg collaboration with Execute. Hello.
Hey, I meant to bring this up for a while.
What?
Are Funko Pops like our mom's collected Precious Moments dolls?
What is a Precious Moment doll?
Like little Precious Moments figurines? You know, Google that. Jackie definitely had a Precious figure.
A Precious Moment. Oh, no, but
Precious,
oh my God.
Moments,
these are at every estate sale. It's like, well, we get it. These were your Funko Pops.
Let me tell you. Precious Moments walked so Funko Pop could run.
Ooh, but just Google image searching Precious Moments. I know.
Mom.
I want to touch them. I know exactly what those feel like. You know what I'm
well,
talking
those
about?
It's like a nice chalky ceramic.
Chalky, yes.
It's a little grainy. You might like scratch your finger.
Not grainy. No, it's soft and chalky.
That's why my mom would not let us touch her Precious Moments dolls.
I almost want to lick it. Almost. But I'm not going to because I have control. You ever licked a Precious Moment?
My mom had a Precious Moments angel tree topper for Christmas time. Let me tell you, I loved. You pull that thing out of the box. Oh, it had bed head. I would have to find
Hold
a little
on.
Brush.
What do you mean? It has hair?
Well, yes, it was like it wasn't glass. It was like more of a plastic. It had a beautiful white dress. It had a blonde bob.
No, I don't like it.
I'm Googling Precious. Here, I can tell you right now, Google it. Precious Moments Angel Tree Topper. It was the second image that came up. She always needed a little brush when she came out of the box.
Girl.
Oh, my mom's going to be disappointed to find out they're only $9 on eBay.
Mm. Well.
Damn.
Why is she Damn. Like, was she running at 6 a.m. at the store to get the Precious Moments collabs to resell?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, I didn't know she had it. I didn't know her game. I didn't know she had it like that. Done
well, here we go. Precious Moments salt and pepper shaker. I will be sending your way.
You think there were Precious Moments scalpers back in ye olde time?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. For sure.
So scalpers were around since the beginning of capitalism. Resellers.
Yes.
Oh no.
Yeah. They're running into the store. They're taking the Precious Moments salt and pepper shakers, the Precious Moments Christmas tree topper.
Well, I did like the
they're meeting you in the parking lot and they're saying, you want this? Double or nothing.
I like the reseller in the cartoon Hercules selling the sundial watches under his coat.
like Mia, Sally Seashells sells yes, seashells yes, by yes, the seashore.
Yes, yes, yes. But as but in the Herculean times.
Honey.
Honey. Hercules.
Well.
Oh my God. Wait, no. Before we go, you know what I did last night? I rocked out.
I saw your Insta story.
Yes. You know what? Okay. You may, y'all may know, maybe last year, I think I discovered Hayley Williams. Okay. Nobody told me.
Last year you discovered Hayley Williams. This year you discovered Diane Lane.
I still don't know Diane. Let me Google her. Diane Lane. Diane Lane doesn't know. Wow, there's a lot of pictures. She's real.
She's famous.
Famous. No, I went to see Hayley Williams last night and I was rocking out. I was, you know, it was a lot of queer looking individuals. With a lot of blunt bangs, okay?
My angel Christmas tree topper would have fit right in.
Sure, yes. Well, the hair colors were, it was presented by Good Dye Young, which is Hayley Williams' hair dye company, okay, damn. Brand.
And you showed up, not in a lilac, teal, light blue, no, baby
no,
no, blue.
No, 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 no. It was overrepresented in Good Dye Young shades. Everyone had yellow hair and pink hair and blue hair. And I was like, okay. It was a
feast for the eyes.
Sure, yes, that's what we'll call it. It would be triggering to the average American voter, I think, that type of clientele. But also I felt right at home. I felt very safe. You know, it was like they them central. It was giving. It was a nice vibe. And I was rocking out and there was rock music. Yes. It was fun.
Did she play any Paramore songs?
Couldn't tell you.
Did she play Ain't It Fun?
Ain't It Fun? No, but every time it was a song transition, she may have done Ain't It Fun. I don't think so. But I think it was all the new album. Mostly, if not all. I guess you could look up on the track list, whatever.
You know I love going to setlist.fm.
Well, yes, go look.
I'll be there.
Go look. Well, when she was introducing each song and it was kind of like a moment of people not knowing what each song was about to be, I loved being like, oh, I think she's going to do Airplanes, I think. Or when she was about to bring out a guest, she's like, now this next person who I'm bringing out, I'm like, oh, here comes B.O.B. It was never B.O.B. She brought out Jack Antonoff and I thought, okay, sure, whatever.
This here I am at setlist.fm. They do not have the set list for your show that you saw, but they do have the one for Oakland earlier in the week, and I assume it's pretty similar. No, ain't it
probably
fun?
Oh, well she also didn't do Airplanes.
B.O.B. is a flat earther, probably for the best.
No,
you didn't know that about B.O.B.?
No, I don't like it. Come on. Is it true?
American rapper B.O.B., Bobby Ray Simmons Jr., is a prominent flat earth conspiracy theorist.
Oh, no.
Even going as far as referring to himself as Flat Earth Bob.
No! Is nothing sacred? I thought we still had Bob.
In 2016, he released a diss track called Flatline, attacking Neil deGrasse Tyson after arguing with him on Twitter whether or not Earth was flat.
This has changed.
Feud
a lot
of the
for
year.
Me.
Feud of the year.
That's actually, wait, did that happen this year?
No, 2016. Can we give a feud 10 years old a nom for feud of the year?
Let's dig it up. Yes, I think I think it's actually bubbling under. It's a bubbling under feud of the year. And I think if we were to give it enough attention, it could rise.
To the occasion?
To the occasion, yes. So maybe it's on the short list. And if it's a very peaceful year, maybe it'll be able to sneak its way into the noms.
Yeah, you know, I do think we've been having a rather peaceful year. Nothing bad going on in the world news.
Speak on that. I believe that Airplanes.
All right. Well, where can people find you?
You can find me. Oh, where can you find me? Well, I don't think you can find me.
Damn. All right. Well, you can find me thinking about giving kittens a little... But not
doing it.
But thinking about it, but not doing it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Bye.